Hot 91, it's Dave, Sam and Ash with Jade, and the biggest TV show on our TVs at the moment has to be I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Without a doubt. Whole lot of fun, and it may not be in South Africa, but it's still steaming along. And one of the spunkiest critters to come out of the jungle, if we can say the jungle, I know that's been controversial lately.
Yeah,
the bush.
Is this young lady, her name is Ali Simpson, she joins us right now. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, are the rumours true? We're going to go in hard. Are the rumours true, Ali, that you are, in fact, the sister of Cody Simpson?
Yes, the rumours are true. I can confirm.
I knew it!
Damn it! All right, Ali. Are the rumours true? Are the rumours true? Are you taller than Grant Denyer?
Yes. Yes, I actually am, and it's quite hard for me to say. Maybe not in heels, but in the jungle I was.
Well, he shouldn't have been wearing heels in the jungle. I've told him that before.
Yeah, I mean, we're both quite small, but I could definitely put my arm around him. He's amazing. I love
him. Yeah, Grant's a great guy.
Hey, Ali, it was really nice to get to know you on the show, because before going on I'm a Celebrity, to be honest, I didn't know a lot about you. So it's been really nice to get to know you. And so how's the experience been for you?
Oh, it's been, honestly, it was life-changing. Thanks for what you said. Yeah, I think it was just awesome for me to be on a show like this, and I knew it would just be an awesome way for people to get to know the real me, and the response has been so amazing, and it was really challenging mentally and physically, and, you know, you really had to be super vulnerable and open on TV and on camera, and I was, like, willing and ready to do that. So it was just so awesome, and I was so grateful to be part of such an awesome show.
Do you know what? I think you've hit the nail on the head. There's something very raw and honest about you that is just endearing. And look, well, I've known of your career and I've been following your bits and pieces, but you're right. We got to know you on this show. And you feel a bit like the modern Kylie Minogue.
Oh, really?
Please take that as a compliment, because I'm a huge...
compliment. I love Kylie.
I'm a huge Kylie fan. But you know how Kylie was on Neighbours and we got to know her and we fell in love with her as our girl next door? I kind of feel a bit that way about you now.
Thank you.
I feel like you're a little... I feel protective of you and I don't know why. I feel like I want to look after you.
Oh, I love that. At least I know you got my back.
We certainly do. Come to the Sunny Coast anytime. We'll look after you.
Oh, please.
Hey, one of the cool things about us plebs watching celebrities in the bush is, one, watching them suffer a little bit, and two, it's always interesting for us as how much money you got. And we always want to know. I mean, there's always this conversation, and feel free to not answer it, but you'll be a complete and utter loser if you don't.
Yes.
How much did you get paid to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to answer this question. Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us, though, somewhere between Bernard Tomic and Chrissy Swan?
I'm just not going to be answering this question.
Oh, right.
That's fine. That's fine.
Soft option.
I wonder if it changes, though, if you leave the show earlier.
As much as I would love to. But, yeah, I feel like,
Well, can
the show, the longer you last.
Can I reframe it? Do different celebrities get paid different amounts?
I mean, I'd assume so. We didn't really talk about it in there, but I would assume so.
Okay. I've just got to ask too, because
if it's about money, just let it go.
No, it's not about money. But the first time I saw that ejection seat,
oh my god!
I actually was like, and I could not stop laughing. But I was like, it was the funniest thing. What? Tell me what it was like sitting in that seat when you got flipped back.
Oh my gosh! Wasn't it classic? Yeah, the adrenaline in that seat was indescribable. It was almost like. I originally felt like I was on like a Disneyland ride or something, so I was a little bit excited, but there's also the fear of not knowing whether it was going to be you or not.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there in fear and not sure whether to like tense my stomach, because I knew my stomach was going to drop. So I'm sitting there like not breathing. I'm like, just do it or don't do it. It was actually really quite painful because I smacked my back.
Because it doesn't look that
it was
deep.
Fun. Yeah, it was fun for the initial second, but after that, it was quite painful.
Geez, the insurance must be rough. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of kids going back to school today there, Ali. Do you have any school memories or awesome teachers that you remember having in school?
Oh, well, I went to school at All Saints on the Gold Coast until grade 7, and then we moved to the States after that, and then homeschooled till I graduated. So I didn't go to high school, so most of my school memories are either on a tour bus or... when I was very, very young.
So any tips for young kids heading back to school for the first time today?
Yeah, I mean, heading back to school, I just think, like, keep an open mind, like, open friend groups. I always hated, like, when people would split up into friend groups. I was always, like, the person that would go and sit with someone sitting alone at lunch. I just feel like I was just, I just always wanted to make everyone feel included. So, I mean, go back to school with an open mind, make new friends, Be confident and just, yeah.
You're sweet.
That's awesome.
That important, cool. Yeah.
Good,
and
Alex,
advice. Just before you go, what was your one takeaway from the show? Like, what's the one memory you'll take to your old age as going, you know, I did that I'm a Celebrity in 2020, 21. It was an amazing experience. And
yeah.
I learned this. This was the thing.
Yeah, for me it was making, like, some real human connections, you know, being disconnected from the I guess, real world and being in there without phones and without having any obligations, you know, you're not working any jobs, no one's going anywhere. You're just basically forced to create human connections with real people, and we were all just so open and vulnerable. And
oh, we saw that connection, kid.
That is classic. But, yeah, I think just in general, like, it was just really nice to just get to know people on such a deep level, and that we created, like, lifelong connections within 2 weeks. I think that was really special.
Yeah. Well, lovely to chat to you. You made us become a fan of you on the show, and also just chatting to you right now. You sound like an awesome person. So nice to chat to you, Ellen. And come to the sunny coast.
I will. I'll come in next time up there.
Good on you. Thanks, Monk Rat. Talk to you soon.
See you guys.